This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Tomorrow night in a game where we will finally find out what this team is made of really over the course of the next 2 days. We were just joking around before BT about the sports gods. If you had one sports god wish per season, and it couldn't just be give me a championship for so-and-so.
Okay.
But you had one wish to make to the sports gods. What would you use it on?
I want to make sure I'm clear on the exact question. For each season, meaning I have one that applies to each sport?
No, I was going to say one per season. Or you
one per
say,
year? Like one per calendar year?
Or if you had, you want to do like three? Let's say you had three per calendar year for each of your teams. Well, it can't just be sports gods, let my team win a championship. It has to be something other than that.
I would say, I think I'd pray to the sports gods, both my kids play D1. I honestly think I'd start with that.
I meant like as a fan.
St. John's winning the championship, because I'm in the middle of it, dude.
Which championship?
NCAA championship.
But that's what I'm saying, you can't just go right to...
What do you want me to pray? If I can't ask for the best thing, what's the purpose of this question? They win 31 games again and lose to Arkansas in the second round?
So let me guess your three. St. John's wins the championship, the Jets win the Super Bowl,
Knicks
win the championship. No, but that's...
Refine it. What do you want me to...
I guess my point is, would you use a sports god wish on this series with the Knicks?
And I only get one for the whole year?
Yeah.
No. No.
See, I would.
Because I don't think they'd win the championship.
Right.
So if I did it and I applied it to this particular series, it would be fun. Yeah, everything we talked about, Halliburton, blah, blah, blah. But they're not going to beat the Thunder, I'm not getting a championship.
Well, an example was, if I were to ask you this a couple of weeks ago, let's say before the Western Conference Finals and Eastern Conference Finals took place, and I said, okay, if you have one wish to the sports gods.
Yep.
What would it be?
So I would not have used it because I thought the Knicks would have beat them without me using that.
Right, so you could have then said, my wish would have been, or in this particular example, you could have said, I want the sports gods to give me the T-Wolves in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Because then that would be your one wish. You get the T-Wolves in the finals, and you thought the Knicks were going
to
win.
I mean, a lot of stipulations to the sports god stuff here.
Can't
we just simplify and say, can we win?
No. if you could bet,
All right, well, what would you do? Let me hear yours, because it seems like you have this mapped out.
No, I don't really, but I was just thinking, like, this would be one that
it's up there.
Even though I know that it's most likely that they would lose to the Thunder, I want this series. This is worthy of using one sports god wish on, coming back down 3-1, beat those bleeping Pacers, eliminate Halliburton. The choke is on them, all those different things, and get the Knicks to the finals with a chance. There's no guarantee just because I, you know, don't use the wish on winning a championship.
For sure.
You, like, it could happen. I want this one. I think this is worthy of using a sports god wish.
Okay, I got you. But let me throw this at you, my version of questioning here. So, very curious how Sal's going to answer this.
Yeah.
It's going to be in between a rock and a hard place. Let's say I present to you this possibility or this option. The Knicks will not only win this series, they will win the championship this year.
Right.
However,
yeah,
the Mets will lose to the Yankees in the World Series.
No, I'm not doing that.
I figured that would be your answer. That has to be your answer.
I'm not doing it.
It has to be your
I've
answer.
I've done it once before, and you would think, like, all right, an eye for an eye. I'll take the loss, but at least they get a Knicks championship. I cannot, under any circumstance, ever in my life again go through what I did 25 years ago with the Yankees beating the Mets in the World Series. I want no part of it.
Okay, I agreed and respect. Slight revision. We'll get back to the phones, I promise. Slight revision. Knicks win this series. Knicks win the championship. That's still the same premise there. But instead of losing to the Yankees, the Mets make the World Series and they lose to the Tigers and Juan Soto hits 160.
No. Because my second wish to the sports gods was not going to be for a Mets World Series.
Sotober.
Correct. Sotober.
All right. You are consistent.
There are two things I'm rooting for right now. Now, obviously, you want your teams to win the championship. Sure. I want the Knicks to beat the Pacers. I don't care about what happens beyond that. And I want Soto to go nuts. Those are my two main focuses right now as a sports fan.
I got it.
Now, let me just flip to you one.
Hit it.
You had one sports god wish. You could wish for anything that you want.
Oh, geez.
St. John's, Jets, Knicks, close this series out or close out the NBA Finals.
Oh.
You could only pick one.
Mm-hmm.
One wish guaranteed to happen.
St. John's.
Wow.
But I have to tell you why.
All
quickly.
The pain with the Jets.
Yeah, I know. But the journey, you got to, number one, I would get a ring. Like, I'm a part of it.
Yeah.
All right? I'd actually be calling with Mink and the Johnnies are the 2026.
Mink gets a ring too?
Yeah, NCAA champions. And I'm actually in the arena in front of, it's a big football venue for the Final Four. And I see something that I never thought would, I just didn't think they could ever do this, ever. So that's number one. And also the ride, it's a family thing. They are all St. John's up. And they love the Knicks. My son loves the Jets. Not my daughter, because Mavi's from Dallas. She's a Cowboys fan. Obviously, everybody loves the Yankees. St. John's is different. It's family. It's more intimate. So I would say St. John's.
And if I could use that wish to go to the ultimate, I would want it under one condition, though. There's got to be a caveat. Like, it's not just, the Mets win the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Mets win the World Series. It's not even who the opponent is. Don't care about that either. But Juan Soto just goes ape. Just goes nuts.
Okay.
Just dominant, as dominant a postseason, like Daniel Murphy times three type postseason. That's what that would be my one wish to the sports gods.
Okay. Must volley this back as well, quickly. So under the situation, the Mets get to the World Series.
Yeah.
And they win the World Series. And they beat the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
But Soto hits 109. If your answer is not about the Mets at that point, then you gotta check into a facility.
I have to take it. Not just about the Yankees. I would take that even with Soto struggling, Mets beating whoever in the World Series. I'd take it. I don't love it, but I'd take it. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. But that's not going to happen because
you're not going to get there.
No.
Oh.
Sotober. It's coming. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. Dan is calling from Carwood, New Jersey. What's up, Dan?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
A couple quick things with the Knicks. First of all, Sal, to your thing, I agree 100%. With no championship involved, just sports guys, give me this comeback against this rotten, disgusting Pacers team. And I want to add a little cherry on top. Game 7 ends at the buzzer with OG dunking all over that rotten Halliburton face.
I'm fine with that.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Give me that sports god. Yeah. Give me that.
There you go.
This guy, he's got to be the most hated guy in New York right now, right? I mean, he's number one villain.
Might be Soto.
Do you guys agree with that?
No,
my God. I can't.
I don't know if he's trumped.
I can't stand his smug little face, man.
I don't know, Dan. Has he trumped the Reggie Miller hate?
No way.
I don't know. He's up there. He's up there, man. I think he's up there. He's close.
Not for me, he's not.
Unfortunately, if the Pacers win this series, I think he is going to get to that next level. I don't even think he's at Trae Young level yet.
I think he's up there.
Yeah.
I think he passed Trae.
All the stupid smirks and smiles and his, oh, God. Now, let me ask you guys this. As two diehard Knicks fans, I think you guys are on board with me on this, but I don't know because I had a buddy disagree. Would you guys, if the Knicks have to lose this series, definitely you'd rather lose tomorrow in Game 6, correct?
Yes. That's something we're going to get into that a little later. I do want to have that written down. I want to probe that. I do want your answer. I'll give you mine. It's a good question. You kind of beat us, too. I know your answer because you just said yes, but I want to get the rationale, the mindset behind that. We have it written down. We'll do it. But here's the thing, though. So you've heard the expression, familiarity breeds contempt. The more you've heard, a lot of you have heard that. The more you're around somebody, contempt obviously has a negative connotation. So, like, back to the Reggie thing with Halliburton. Like, I don't even feel like it's even close.
Right.
The reason why Reggie, there's that contempt, you know, pertaining to sports, is because it was a consistent yearly annual meeting where, and we beat him sometimes, but it was just constant butting of heads. Same with Jordan, same with the Heat. Like, there's that repetition. And now we're starting to get that with Halliburton. Last year beat us in 7, could beat us this year. Now, if he does beat us this year and he dances on our graves, whether he does the choke again or he drops 40, whatever, well, now you're entering the conversation. But for me still, Sal, there's no comparison, Reggie to Halliburton, none. You think it's getting close?
No, I think if Halliburton and the Pacers win this series, then maybe. The way I would look at it, like, if you were side by side with each of them, not in reality, like this is just fantasy land here, which one would you want to punch in the face more, Halliburton or Reggie Miller? I still want to punch Reggie. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Reggie. I still want to punch Reggie, so I'm not there yet. And the reason why I said Trey, now maybe after they win the series, I'll feel a little differently with Halliburton, but there is something about Halliburton that's charismatic. Like, he, even in the post games, like, he's a killer on the floor, but then he's always laughing. And with Reggie, it was personal.
Well, everything was more personal back then. It was just correct. Just the sports.
With Trae Young, like, we haven't gotten, or at least I haven't heard it, the bleep Halliburton type chance the way that it was with Trae Young. Now, I know maybe his name doesn't fit as well, but there was a Trae Young was trolling the Knicks and the Knicks fans. I don't think Halliburton has done that the way Trae Young did. And Trae Young sucks. Like, he's not even
the Hawks and afterthought. A little bug on the windshield, but Atlanta.
But even now where he had the stupid tweet saying something about OKC fans are better than Knicks fans, whatever it was, like, Trae Young is trolling. And when you troll, you're going to get a hateful reaction back at you.
Yep.
I don't believe Halliburton was trolling, even with the choke sign. I think he was doing that because of the nostalgia of it, because the Knicks did choke the game away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't to the Knicks fans necessarily with Halliburton.
I think that's probably a pretty good read. And back to Trae Young, too. Like, he was dancing, was it last year? I think it was this year, actually. He was dancing on the Knicks logo.
Yeah, I know.
After a game. Hey, before we get back to the phones, I want to give a shout-out to our guy, Nelson Guzman. How about Nelson Guzman doing his thing? He won. All right, so he won a pair of tickets. He'll go and see Post Malone at Citi Field. That's coming up on June 4th. It's from our friends at Live Nation. So, Nelson, find somebody good, whether it's a girl, whether it's a guy, your buddy, whatever it is, wife, I don't know what your status is, but you'll find somebody you want to hang with. Live Nation, thanks to them. To purchase tickets, visit livenation.com. Coming up on June 4th, going to be good.
One more thing on the Halliburton, like, trolling. My first sign to hate him, or the beginning of the hate with Halliburton, wasn't even that the Pacers won the series last year. It was that he wore that damn hoodie, the Reggie, or the shirt, the Reggie Miller. He wore
with the imprint, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Once he did that, now I'm like, ooh, now you're making it personal. But it wasn't about him. It was about him wearing the Reggie shirt. So that was the beginning of that. So I guess that could be looked at as a troll thing. But I haven't felt that he's trolling the Knicks fans the way that Trae Young did at times.
He just hasn't adversely impacted my viewing habits as much as Reggie has yet, pertaining to the Knicks.
Over
the next couple years, but...
Is it because he's not that good of a player or not that impactful?
He's just not as... I mean, Reggie's different. I do think Reggie's a little overrated. Like, Reggie gets lumped in with, like, Ewing and Barkley and I don't mean Jordan, but that next cut below, Malone and Stockton, those names from... from the non-champions from the 90s and early 2000s. Reggie was more 17, 18, 19 points a game. Like, Reggie was more clutch than just dominant night to night. So I feel like he's a little bit over, people overstate who he was. And listen, he's on TV, so obviously you keep seeing these big shots. Younger fans probably think he's better than he was, too.
Right. Reggie couldn't dunk the basketball. Frank is on Long Island. Remember that? There was like an issue with that. I thought Reggie.
He didn't throw many down.
Reggie. Frank is calling from Long Island. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm 75, so I go way back to the glory years with the Knicks. But I do recall a guy, he played on the 76ers, I think with Wilt, named Hal Greer. He took a jump shot from the foul line, and he was a very good foul shooter.
I've heard the name. I don't know much about it. I've never seen the footage. I mean, if it's Wilt, I mean, we don't even have footage of Wilt dropping 100, let alone Hal Greer shooting jump shots at the foul line.
Then, it was unusual, and he's the only guy I ever saw do it.
But far back from the foul line did he do it? Like right behind it or like a foot and a half or 2 feet?
Right behind it.
There you
go. He did it all the time.
Okay.
And he shot him.
Yeah.
He was a good foul shooter, if I recall.
I got you. Yeah, I knew you could do
anyway,
it. You just don't see it very often. I got you. Thank you for the call there, Frank. So we have confirmation.
Yeah.
We have confirmation on that side.
Maybe I could change up my free throw shooting then. I'd like to take a couple of jump shots. I didn't know I had to. It couldn't be. I thought I could. I needed to be stationary at the free throw line.
Let's get you on the record. Yeah. If you took, now I don't mean at the Garden in front of 20,000 people with emotions pumping through your body.
Well, that wouldn't matter. If you're not a good free throw shooter, what's the difference?
Well, I think it might matter because I am a good free throw shooter, but I might be a little tight in front of 20,000 people. I think it might matter. If you took 20 in a driveway, local gym, 25 free throws, how many are you hitting?
25?
The South takes 25. You get a couple warm-up shots. Give me a number here.
Probably 13.
13 of 25. All right, so a little bit more than 50%. What do you think we put Hoff down for out of 25?
10.
What do you think we put? My number's going lower by the minute. What do you think we get to Dove here? Dove put in maybe 4 or 5, maybe a little more? I'm going to give more than that.
I'll go 10 for Dove as well.
All right, outside of Boomer, who do you think would hit the most at the station out of 25?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good question. I don't know. I mean, I haven't watched anybody. I don't even know if Boomer's good. How do we know Boomer's good?
He was just good at everything.
Shooting free throws?
That's my guy. He could do it all.
I think I would be the best free throw shooter at the station.
Yeah, okay.
Well, who do you think would be?
It'd be me.
Why? Why?
Because I know I know I could shoot, and I know that you can't.
How do you know that?
I just guess.
Yeah, I know not Evan. I know.
Well,
that.
That's for sure. He's last. He's last. I think it's easier said than done. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm going to hit 21. But I'm going to hit more than you. But I'm going to hit more than you. I'm good for 17 or 18, and if I'm feeling good, 19 or 20. I promise you.
Under pressure could be the difference.
By the way, it's on Instagram. Go look at me shooting free throws.
You got good form.
Thanks.
I'm not doubting.
All right.
But, I mean, maybe pressure gets to you a little
bit. Well, that's why I leave the door open a little bit for me not handling 20,000 people.
You're like the Aaron Judge of free throw shooting.
Yes, that's what I am. Yes.
Great when nobody's around.
But it doesn't matter.
No one counts. Jake is calling from Laviolette, New Jersey. What's up, Jake?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
What's up, Jake?
Oh, man. So you're talking about one sports thing I can get from the sports gods as a Jets fan. I would love to be able to beat the Giants in the Super Bowl at MetLife Stadium. I think that would just be a total dream come true.
Hmm. Interesting that you would use that, Jake, and thank you for the call.
The venue, too.
Is it? Would you rather, if you could beat anybody in the Super Bowl, you'd rather take out the Giants?
I don't think that way. I don't hate the Giants.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm jealous of the Giants, I admit. Like, I'm jealous of their Super Bowls. I have none.
Don't you think the majority of Jet fans are in alignment with you?
Yeah,
as opposed
I do.
To Jake?
Yes, I do. I want the Giants to win. Like, to me, it's benign. Like, I do think that, I think some have a rough time separating the jealousy. I don't. Like, I'm envious of their, I'm envious of their historical success that all my friends have seen. They've seen four. I've seen none. But no, I would rather stick it to, well, then again, Super Bowl. You know, you talk about AFC champions, like Bills, Pats, Dolphins, of course.
Right.
In terms of a Super Bowl, I'll indulge here. If I can pick, not only have the Jets win, who would I prefer that they actually beat? It's got to be a high-profile team. It can't be like a little teeny, like
Cowboys.
The Panthers. Because I don't want my wife to lose the Super Bowl. She's a massive Cowboys fan, and my family's from Dallas.
Eagles.
Yeah, that might be a good one. That is a good one. That might be the one right there.
I'm trying to think.
Just the whole Philly thing.
And maybe depending on the year, you want to go beat a former coach or... You know, whatever.
The Niners have prestige. That would feel good.
Like, let's say Rodgers went to the Vikings. Maybe you'd want to take out the Vikings and beat Rodgers in the process.
I don't even hate Rodgers. That wouldn't feel the same as taking out Philly.
Okay.
Their fans and their overall existence.
Niners.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that historical.
Yeah, right.
That would have some nice relevance. Yeah, I mean, but I'd probably say Philly. It's a good call.
One more here. Will is in West Islip. What's up, Will?
Willie.
Yeah, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I got the key to victory for Game 6. I'll tell you right now, it's pretty simple. We saw it last night. We've been watching the guy for years. Just let Obi Toppin shoot, please.
Yes,
exactly.
The guy is horrible. The guy is so bad. And you were mentioning Halliburton not really being a villain. The guy is a nerd. As much as he wants to be a little, a villain, he's not. He's a nerd.
Well, how do you know?
He looks like Steve Urkel playing basketball. What do you mean, how do I know?
Yeah. He doesn't mean that he's a nerd. I don't think he looks like a nerd.
He does. No,
that's all right for himself.
I think he is nerdy and geeky. Yeah, I'm with you, Will.
How do you guys know he's a geek?
You could just tell.
No,
He's got that look.
What?
He's got that look. Does he look like a on-court killer and tough guy?
Doesn't matter what he looks like. He is.
Yeah, I'm with Will. I think he's a little geeky / nerdy.
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah. I know.
All right. So when I hear the word geek, I'm not even talking about basketball. Like, I don't know. To me, Tyrese Halliburton walked into a frat party or a sorority party at Iowa State. He's cleaning up.
Mm.
He ain't walking out empty handed. That's a nerd.
I'm not so sure.
Walking out empty handed.
Yeah. Well, I'm not Come just on. Talking about, like, you know,
I'm incorporating every. I know he's not a nerd on the court. He's a killer.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I think at times he has been, but I don't look at him like. You know, you talk about the Knicks and you could say some of their body language or these guys don't show, I don't know, that killer instinct or the facial expressions that you look. I don't think Halliburton has that either.
I don't think Bridges has that. I don't think OG has that. I don't think a lot of Knicks have it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So
are they all nerds?
I think Halliburton just looks like a little more of a nerd / geek than some of the Knicks.
Really?
Yeah. Plus when you're wearing that yellow.
I hate their uniforms.
You're a little more geeky than like you can't be a geek when you get the New York across your chest. Like, I don't know if there's been a Knick that has ever been nerdy or geeky. Scotty Brooks.
Scotty Brooks with the pole. Maybe. Look at you. Yeah. Scotty Brooks. I remember. He played for the Rockets,
Brad
too.
Lowhouse. You know.
Brad Lowhouse. He was. I remember him more as a Celtic. I mean, wow, you're triggering some names here. Brad Lowhouse.
Even Dudley, who was, by the way, at the game.
I saw him.
Dudley wasn't geeky. He was.
He was. He went to Yale. Went to Ivy. Yeah, he was literally a geek.
Well, smart doesn't mean geek.
Well, there's different versions and interpretations. I know he was tough. I know. I liked Chris.
Kurt Thomas, they showed last night, tough as nails. Nice.
J.R. Smith, I think he was rocked at. I think J.R. Smith was shooting that video with five gummies pumping through his system. He was absolutely rocked.
Wouldn't be surprised if that were the case.
If you knew that the Knicks were going to lose game 7 at home, would you prefer to simply lose tomorrow night?
I would, because I like to be put out of my misery as opposed to being led along. Also, I don't want to lose on the Garden floor for the second straight year in an elimination game, game 7 to that same team. So, yes, I'd rather go out in 6.
You know, it's funny. The Garden aspect, that gives me second thoughts here with Halliburton based on what we just discussed. Yeah. That'd be a tough one to digest there. I think that I would rather lose game 7 because I'm in I'm of the mindset, I should say, of trying to collect as much intel about this team as I humanly could get to help guide me in the right off-season decisions. There you go. And if they go to Indiana and they stagger the minutes a little bit more, and there's a continuation between the two best players of what happened last night, it continues. And then they just happen to lose a tight one at the Garden. Maybe there's a little more evidence that you can win big with Kat and Jalen Brunson, which I'm not so sure about right now. I mean, either way, it's lose-lose, but I probably prefer to get the extra game and lose in game 7.
Yeah, I mean, look, you get an extra game of entertainment. We could talk about it. There's different elements to it, but just knowing that your fate is to lose, I would rather not lose to that team again at home in a game 7. That, to me, is what it boils down to. By the way, remember we mentioned before about these celebrities and how they get these tickets?
Yeah.
Hector in Washington Heights tweeted me an article. I guess I didn't see this in the Post. I don't know when it was. He said a couple of weeks ago or last week. That basically the seats cannot be bought. Celebrity Row is invite only.
Yeah.
A source close to MSG told the Post celebrities are chosen based on their broad approval and level of popularity that would resonate with the Knicks fan base. And once someone is chosen, they have to pay for their spot.
Oh, once somebody's chosen, they got to pay?
Yeah, and if I was saying, but sources said the prices are comparable to ordinary tickets in the area. So it's not like they're getting gouged. But still, I mean, so you could be chosen like, hey, Ben and Timothy Chalamet, you guys make the cut. Now here's what you got to pay for the seats.
Interesting.
You get invite only. That is, it makes sense, actually.
Well, you never see any schlubs standing there. Yeah. I mean.
Also, who's relevant to the time? You know, you gotta get invited. That would make sense.
You gotta laugh at like the 90-year-old guy sitting there with a 25-year-old woman. You're like, come on, man, that's the only reason she's with you there.
Well, those people are not celebrities.
No, I know, but they're like the second row,
right? You think Boomer ever got an invite to Celebrity Row there?
It's a good question. I mean, he was doing a lot of. He used to have that old TV show on MSG. What was that called?
Game Time without Boomer.
No, that was like a highlight show, not Game Time. It was I forget the name of it. It was around the era. Remember the show Angles with Al Troutwick, rest in peace, Al? Yeah. And they'd have a lot of journalists on, like Wally Matthews and those guys from back in the day. Boomer hosted a show. May have been the Boomer Esiason show. And because he was so entrenched in the Garden, it wouldn't surprise me if they said, hey, whether it's a hockey game, sit it on the boards, or maybe a Knick game, I would say probably, yeah.
I know somebody who's gotten courtside invites.
Who?
Mike.
For the Knicks?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Surprise me.
I don't know about how recently, but yeah. I mean, Mike used to be a staple in the garden.
What about Mad Dog?
I don't recall. I'm not so sure about that, actually. I know Mike.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Yeah. He should.
I haven't seen him there. I don't know if he's interested in going or not.
I've seen him at St. John's this year. He went to the garden a couple. He went to Queens, too. Took his son.
Courtside?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was courtside. Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, maybe Boomer should, go to one of these games.
Courtside. I don't know if they still want him.
Well, I mean, he wasn't an NFL MVP 40 years ago, but it still wasn't MVP.
One more than us.
BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019. The number to call. Coco is in Manhattan. What's up, Coco?
Hey, BT and Sal, great show. And I mean a great show.
Thanks, Coco.
So you guys don't need to pray, right? Because Boomer did it for you guys when he put down Pazinski's jersey in the fridge. But that's not what I'm calling about. Listen to me, BT. 2 weeks ago, there was a guy in Georgia, the optimist. He said, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. So to me, the bridge between the Knicks and the NBA championship was the Boston Celtics. So they're going to win Saturday. They're going to win Monday. And let me hear me out.
I'm listening.
They are going to beat OKC.
Oh, I mean.
I'm telling you this.
Yeah.
And if you're crazy, wrong, what?
I hope you're right. If you're wrong, what happens? There's no penalty. It's not punitive at all. I mean,
if I'm wrong, I'm going to stop listening to you for 2 weeks.
No, but we don't want you to do that. Penalizing us for your mistake. You can't blame us.
Well, trust me, that would penalize me more because I love listening to you guys.
Well, don't do that. You could do something else, Coco, and thank you for the call. Here's what you do. You keep listening every second of every show, and then you call us back next week and just say, hey, guys, you know what?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, like everybody else mans up. Like, you know, when we mess up or callers mess up.
I love to see it. I think it's hard to say that. I feel like I've been positive, more positive than most, especially down 3-1. I can't yet go to, let's see how tomorrow plays out. Then let's see, hopefully, how Game 7 plays out on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the feel will be different. Right now, off of what we saw with the Thunder, and by the way, side note, what happened in whatever game that was for them, the elimination game that they just pasted the T-Wolves?
Game 5, they won a 5.
Dude, like, that's just bad for the sport. A non-competitive 30-point blowout. Like, this is the Western Conference Finals. Despicable.
Did you hear the soundbite of, talk about killing time and a little fluff material? Mike Brandon, he was joking. He's like, so how exactly did you get into broadcasting? Like and he was kind of having fun with it.
Because he knows he that a Western Conference Finals game.
So non-competitive.
But how is that good for the sport?
Well, it's not Mike's, it's nobody's
fault. No. Good for Breen. I'm saying you have to entertain yourself. Knocking him. I'm talking about how is that game? This is the biggest stage, the second biggest stage that there is in the sport.
It's horrible.
There's the NBA Finals, and then there's the two branches that lead up to that, the Eastern Conference, the Western Conference Finals. You're telling me in the Western Conference Finals, an elimination game, a team's going to get pasted by 30 points?
It's horrendous, but what do you do about it? I mean, if you tell me that there's some sort of built-in mechanism that they could incorporate to avoid that happening with more frequency, then I'd say, well, what is it? There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, but you know what it tells me? It tells me that Minnesota was down 3-1. And they knew that they were toast and didn't care to get out of it. And we're like, let's just go on our vacations and that's it. Series is over. That's how I interpret that. I don't know how you can interpret it any other way.
Here's what it tells me. Their superstar is too young to know what it takes to win a championship. He's 23.
But by
Anthony
30,
Edwards
BG?
Is going to get there. He's just not there yet. You got to go through that.
You know I love him. By 30? The majority of the game, it's not
well,
a game.
You know how
that,
these games get away, dude. But I mean, 30's not
about.
Like 30 when it was back in the day with us.
Where's the effort here? Anyway, point is, off of the Thunder impressive win against the T-Wolves in the Western Conference Finals, and what they did in the regular season, and having the MVP, and having all-team defensive players on the team, it seems, at least at this moment, that it would be a very difficult ask to go beat the Thunder in a best of seven.
Right now, I feel like the Knicks would maybe get swept or, in all probability, lose in five. But to your point before, if Saturday looks a lot like last night and then Monday looks a lot like Saturday, things could change how we view that series.
Right.
But potentially.
Let's see what happens tomorrow. Steve is in Stamford, Connecticut. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Best show on FAN always.
Thank you. Welcome,
and I'm sorry, BQ. We usually go back and forth on UConn St. John's. I don't think your wish is going to come true. But today we're aligned, and while I was hoping that wish would be for the Knicks, the key tomorrow night, and by the way, Tyrese Halliburton is getting close to Miller. His face after he shoots 2 from 7 and doesn't even care because he thinks they're going to win game 6 easily. I mean, someone has to hit this guy in the face. I don't care if it's Milan Wright. Or someone has to just take him down when he's coming down the lane, like 94 Knicks style.
You know,
like,
somebody was yelling that in the stands last night. People were saying the same thing. Hit this guy, elbow him. I mean, I'm not going there. I was hypothetical punch in the face, not an actual punch.
I don't want him hurt. Yeah. I'm not trying to get the guy hurt. I'm just saying someone needs to send a message to this clown because that's what he is. I respect Siakam. I respect a lot of their players. That guy needs to be put down. Second thing is, and this is my biggest thing for Game 6, I got to give Barkley credit for asking. Cause I hate Barkley. I never listened to a word that he
said. He's been wrong for 2 months.
But when he did ask Kat about telling him he can't commit those stupid personal fouls anymore, that was great.
Yeah.
But my thing is, Kat, we are dominant in one position in this series. They have a million guys. Neesmith, Nembhard, Shepard, take your pick. They can throw up Brunson.
No bigs.
Not that they can stop him. But when we are right, when we are fully dominant, our best team on the floor is Kat and four defenders. And take them from the bench. I don't care which four they are.
Yeah.
But when we are running through Karl-Anthony Towns, who's going downhill from the top of the key and taking that big body to the hole, no one can stop us. He has to impose his will on the game tomorrow night and stay in foul trouble. To me, that's the key.
Steve, I think it's an awesome call. I was going to follow up, but Sal, you answer for him. Do you have great faith that that's going to happen from Kat again?
The way that I would say it is I trust an offense going through Jalen Brunson a lot more than I do an offense going through Kat. I'm not talking about you can't have spurts where it's that way. I would not make it a focal point to go the majority of the time Kat, from the top of the key down, bullying his way to the rim. Too much bad can happen. We went over this a little bit earlier. You know, in spurts, sure, and have the defenders out there run the offense through him. He could get himself in foul trouble. He could create turnovers, easy buckets for the Pacers the other way. Just to me, it's I don't trust that he could do that consistently enough.
I have basically implicit trust for Brunson, like basically 100%. Right. I mean, 99%, whatever. And I'd say if I had a tattoo value to Cat, you know, it was probably about 80, maybe low 80s,
I would go lower than that.
I was actually thinking 75, but he has had some really, really big games and during the regular season as well. And he did start in the All-Star game. So I'm going to keep it around 80%. But specific to the players that the Pacers have, you can make the case, as our last caller did, that it's not the worst thing, or it actually might be the better thing to run it more through. Nobody can stop Cat.
If
Miles Turner's not stopping him.
No, Cat can stop Cat. That's the problem.
Yeah, or the refs. But I'm saying, from a defensive perspective, now they've got 3, 4, 5 guys who are long and who have quick feet and who could step out on switches that can kind of neutralize Brunson. They got nobody that can slow Cat down. If Cat's playing well and Cat's playing without 3 or 4 fouls over his head and he can play aggressive, they can't stop
him. But the stupid fouls are going to be there. The sloppy nature of his moves going to be there. The lack of feel in the double team, passing it out efficiently. Those are all things that, to me, almost offset the good.
That's why it's at 80% for me and not higher.
Yeah, I'd probably go like 60%. Now, when he's on, then up a little bit. But when he's off, down a little bit. So maybe I sit around 60. I told you how I feel about Cat. I prefer him playing on the perimeter. I'd rather him shoot the three. I feel good about that. Even when he's off like 1-for-4 last night, still, I want him shooting the three ball. Either way, they're going to need a big contribution from both Cat and Jalen Brunson in Game 6.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Boost Mobile. Reliable nationwide coverage for $25 monthly. Lenny is calling from Yonkers. What's up, Lenny?
VT and Sal. And I tell you what, anniversary dinner versus Knicks game.
Yes. Yeah.
You're gonna be on damage control, my brother.
I know.
Let me tell you, but here's the thing. This is what you do. You call your local florist, like I do. And she asks you, how bad is it, Len? I say, it's package 3. So it's going to cost you a little bit more. But give me a couple minutes.
Yeah.
First of all, I have to tell you, I'm a DJ for the last 35 years. And your music selection in your show and on your show is the best in the business. Okay?
That's tough.
That is all hop.
That's tough.
Hop, you're the man. But let me say this, okay? You know I'm a diehard, but not naive Knicks fan. I believe we have to play a perfect game to beat them tomorrow. I still feel we're the better team defensively. I believe our switches are working, but Brunson has to come out igniting the burner. Cat has to go to the rack. McCown needs to not take these outside shots at OG. He has to dunk the ball. What is going on with them laying up the ball when they're right underneath? Right underneath the friggin' the hoop.
I don't know.
Go up and slam the ball.
That is.
And we need to be, right? We need to also attempt more threes, field goals, and we need to have to be at least 19 to 25 assists.
There's a lot there.
Is that all?
Anything else? And thank you for the call.
The team bus has to arrive at 6:12, otherwise they're not going to win. Not, that's a lot.
Not surprised, BT, that made call of the day.
I mean, Hoff perks up twice a show when he hears his name. It's like his alarm clock.
He has done a great job with the music.
He kills the music. His musical background is phenomenal. Now, I don't love all his music and vice versa, but he's very well-rounded.
We let him cook. We're trying to change the music up around here, and he enjoys doing it, and it's been great. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Let's finish up on the phones. Nick is in Newton. Nick?
Hey, bros. How we doing?
How are you, Nick?
Good. I called you guys last week. I told you guys I was getting married on Game 5.
Yes.
How'd that go?
Well, what a wedding night we had, man. The food was good. The drinks were flowing. My DJ was a Yankees, Knicks, Giants guy, just like me. And he's coming in my ear. He's showing me score updates throughout the night. I'm like, dude, 16-point lead ain't safe. Show me the final score.
No TVs, Nick? I mean, you had a dilemma. Yeah. I thought we were going to figure that out with the wife allowing you to have some TVs to watch this game.
Oh, we were sitting at our couple's table, and I had the game on my phone right there, and she goes, honestly, leave it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what about the guests, dude? They're a little selfish there. You take their money and you don't let them watch the Knicks.
Every one of our guests knew me, knew I was going to be having that game on, so they all laughed.
All right. Then
when the Knicks won, DJ announces it. I'm up on the stand with the towel, and I got the Knicks in seven going, boys.
That's awesome, Nick.
Knicks in seven, baby.
Congratulations to you and your wife, Nick, and give us a call back next week. So he's getting married. He got married last night during the game. He's calling us today, this afternoon. Now, I respect it, and I love it.
He's all in.
We appreciate that very much.
What's she doing?
Come on, man. So it's like, you just got married last night.
Staying in bed as long as I can.
BT and Sal, the fan. Randy's calling from Bayshore. What's up, Randy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Randy.
What's up, Randy?
Hi, Randy.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to say your show is awesome. You're the only two that actually, well, other than Evan, really.
Thank you. You know what? I dumped that. I didn't mean to dump that by accident. I just kind of, by habit,
hung
up on him and dumped it.
We stick up for our teammates.
You can't be disrespectful.
Even though they don't stick up for us. They make fun of us.
Well,
They do stick up for us,
yes.
But they make fun of us.
Yeah, right.
They definitely stick up for us. There's no doubt.
And they make up for it.
I said that too quick. There's no doubt that they stick up for us.
Yeah, but you can't think that you're going to come on here and praise us and just. You could say that you like our show or it's your favorite show. Whatever, that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. You can't come on and disrespect our coworkers and
can't
call them.
Will not have
but
it.
But I did not
happening.
Mean to
Teammates.
Dump it. It was just a habit of when you shut off and then dump.
Yeah, we got to get their back. We always will. Yeah.
Alan is calling from Dobbs Ferry. What's up, Alan?
What's up, boys? How are you?
Good.
I was just going about a quick Tom Hanks story. You guys were talking about tickets earlier, but just two things on the Knicks last night, and you can answer that after my story. I love to see the hard fouls. I know BT probably loved that.
Everybody
hard
does
fouls,
it. Yeah.
Going to the hoop. Mm-hmm. And then also, is it me or is Brunson getting mauled up the court before half court?
It happens. It's been happening since the Detroit series.
And they're not
series.
Calling it.
Yeah.
And they don't call it.
Well, you know what?
It's unbelievable.
They don't call it enough, Alan. I believe that that's true. I do think, now I want to be fair to this and not just automatically go and back up Brunson when he might not be right with this. He sells it a lot. And I could promise you that these referees don't just show up from a second job and, you know, go to midcourt, throw the ball up, and call fouls. They are deep in tape. They are deep in tendencies. They are deep in communication with the league office. They know who flops. I'm not even saying he always flops, but who does flop, who doesn't, whatever. And they know a lot of the characteristics and traits of all these players, not just in terms of how they score, but how they try to manipulate the whistle. And they are aware of that inherently before the game starts. And quite frankly, I think it's probably a little bit on Brunson for always being on the floor. And I think that they're a little desensitized to it and they don't blow the whistle probably as much as they should.
All right, before we say goodbye for the week, and it's been a fun week. Hopefully we keep it going with another week, wall-to-wall Knicks basketball.
Yes.
Obviously plenty of time to get to the baseball and all that stuff and the football, the OTAs. So you mentioned earlier about you shooting free throws.
Yeah.
Our pal, coworker Brian Roscona.
Okay.
You know Scones.
Yeah.
This is a quote. He texted me a quote. No shot. BT can beat me in a free throw shooting contest.
Set it up. I mean, I'm not going far, but set it up.
You think you could take down Scones?
I mean, I've never seen him, so I'm not going to be that arrogant.
But just knowing his confidence, I don't know if he's seen you either.
Like, I don't know.
I would lean. Now, obviously, I'm going to take myself over anybody. That's just how you have to be. But without knowing anything about him, I'm taking you in this one.
I appreciate that, but I think he's an athlete. I know his son plays golf and baseball. I know
he
golfs. I know he's pretty good. I think he's pretty good with the. I think he's in the low 80s. I think
we've talked
about that
you.
Before. Yeah, set it up. I'm just not going far. Like as long as I don't have to go too far from the building, I'll shoot against anybody.
Yeah,
great confidence shooting free throws. Now I can't get any space. I can't get open because of the injuries. Free throws in my sleep.
But if you just have a bad night, like
I'm not guaranteeing victory.
You could have, let's say, out of 10, all of a sudden
I could have a rough
10.
Day, get a bad bounce.
Miss another one.
It's called competition.
Would you rather first or last in a free throw shooting contest?
Doesn't matter. I don't mind setting the tone.
I like the confidence.
I don't mind setting the tone. I mean, I could shoot. I could always shoot.
I want to get involved in this myself, but I like the idea of you versus Roscona, and then
you
I kind of
shoot.
In.
Well, no. You're the glass Joe. You don't slide in as the bouts get more important. You're the starting point.
Yeah,
because you're the worst.
Well, how do we know that I'm the worst?
Well, I'm just guessing. I don't know. No, you're not. You're not Bald Bull. You're Joe, Glass Joe.
No, I'm maybe the Tiger guy.
You're Don Flamenco.
I'm the Tiger guy.
The second fight. Dude, we'll have fun with Brian. I'm down for that. Real quick, what is the time limit on you letting me know about tomorrow night?
I got to talk to my wife after this.
Of course you do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.